The Afternoon Farm News is being sponsored by Metal Services of Blooming Prairie. They provide metal solutions, along with Steve's Meat Market of Ellendale. They provide award-winning meats, along with Mike's Repair of Owatonna, your one-stop automotive shop. Commodity broker Gordy Kulevitz with Chido Commodities joins us for the weekly ag market recap. Gordy, a little bit disappointing on Friday, but yet it was still a pretty good week, especially for corn, wasn't it?
You know, this week we're going to close D's corn at 402.5. You'd have been willing to accept that. So, you know, we managed to fight and claw our way up. I mean, corn's had this just slow, grinded up kind of a trade, but we managed to get there. And, you know, a lot of times when you hit that even number, you know, there's a bunch of guys who have targets up there and you get around to profit taking. And, you know, it really would have been shocking to back off 10 or 15 cents. And instead, we backed off a couple and punched right through. So, corn behaved pretty solidly. Beans, on the other hand, had kind of a crummy finish to the week. But again, you know, we started off the week under pressure, and we came right back. So, you know, last Friday we ended up closing pretty solidly, and then Monday, walking in the door, I think the funds just were a little too long. You know, they looked at the commitment of traders and didn't like it. And right off the bat, they sold, and you know, stories about rain in South America, the whole bit. And beans are on 31 3/4. Bottomed at 10.31.5, and so by the end of the week, we're back at pushing 10.51. So didn't come all the way back, but considering that really brutal hit we had, still managed to, you know, fight our way off the lows. And we were actually at 10.70 overnight. That's why it turns into a little bit of a disappointing trade, but nonetheless, we still closed well. And the wheat just across the board having a great time. Ukraine on early part of the week mentioned that their exports for this new marketing year are down 14%. They said corn, wheat, and beans are also all coming in below a year ago. And again, the USDA continues to insist everyone had phenomenal crops last year. It just doesn't add up. I mean, China's talking about buying all the grain in the world, and the USDA hasn't dropped the Chinese crop one kernel, and they haven't dropped their carryout. The massive, you know, world-crushing carryout hasn't been dropped yet. So I think the markets are just beginning to realize these USDA numbers are just completely bogus across the board and just ignoring them all and just going with whatever the weather is. And part of today, too, I think they keep forecasting rain events for South America, and some of the guys are throwing one in for the weekend, and it just gives them a little reason to be nervous. But so far, the rains have been lighter than expected, and the dryness has been drier and hotter than expected. So, you know, those patterns tend to persist.
And, boy, I guess we've really gotten used to huge bean export sales to China.
It's almost becoming ho-hum. It's just nuts. I mean, we did 96.7 this morning, and we sold another 216,000 to unknown, 175,000 beans to unknown. And, just wasn't enough to get the market excited. But then again, exports have tended to be a sell-them-all mentality no matter what anyhow. But for the week, we're up to $1,588,000,000 for the year, and we were at $656,000,000 a year ago. So, I mean, we're on pace, if we keep this up, to hit our target, you know, the week of Thanksgiving or the week after. I mean, that's just crazy. And, you know, that's unprecedented kind of numbers. But again, even the wheat, 19.4, we're 50 million bushels above where we were a year ago. That's 10%. Corn was 25.5, which is called disappointing. But that puts us a $1,043,000,000 compared to 405 million a year ago. So, and we sold more corn this morning to Mexico. So again, even in the corn, it's flying out the door. And, you know, keep in mind, last week was Chinese holiday where they basically backed off a lot of this stuff. And, you know, like I said last week, once we get to this week, we'd start seeing some export announcements almost daily. And I think we've seen exports announcements since Tuesday every day. So we're back to selling bunches of grain across the board.
And the livestock this last week?
Oh, again, it's kind of a mixed bag. Cattle went home last week looking pretty solid. Had a pretty good rally, and it was the same difference. We came out of the chute on Monday with the funds selling the daylights out of them, and they really haven't looked back. Finished the week under pressure. This is the lowest we've been since back at the beginning of September. And, again, not a lot of news to go with it. The only negative today was exports were down from last week. But last week we had phenomenal exports. And, again, China wasn't in the business last week, but both pork and beef exports were down, and the market instantly used that as a headline that exports were down from a week ago. So that was enough club to be able to make them make some new lows in here. And, you know, so all of a sudden, Charway's now, the cattle looking as good as they looked a week ago. They look kind of just as negative this week. But, again, you know, I'm not sure anything's really changed in the cash markets a whole lot. And, you know, it just kind of feels like there's some room to go here. There was supposed to be kind of a hole in cattle, and it doesn't seem like it's out there in the cash market. But at the same time, demand seems fairly legit. So, you know, worst case, we're kind of still in the trade range we've been in since July. And hogs, it was kind of the same story. The exports on hogs were called disappointing after a record-shattering week last week. And so they traded both sides of a change. But it looks like the pattern is, you know, they've been buying the hogs while they've been selling the cattle. They love to do one of each. And so as the cattle made new lows for the week, the hogs made new highs for the week. So even though they kind of put some pressure on the hogs today, they're still closing the week, you know, in inverse to cattle up on the highs. In that case, you have to go all the way back into February to find hog prices back at these levels again. So, and the crazy thing is the D's hogs are still behind the Octobers. You know, Octobers went off the board at 78.40, and we're still only at 69.80 on the December. So unless cash markets roll over, these could still be undervalued. So I think that may be another contributing factor to why the cattle were down this week is funds just made the decision to buy the living daylights out of hogs, and they stepped up to the plate and gave it a shove. And then, you know, like I said, just like in the grains, they do two to three. They always buy two and sell one, or, you know, sell two, buy one. They buy the cattle. They like to sell the hogs. And when they flip, now they're selling the cattle and buying the hogs. That seems to be about as simple as it gets, maybe.
Now, when we come in next week, we get the harvest progress, and I would think that beans would be pushing that magic 75% pretty soon.
Well, they were 61% last week, and again, we have another pretty decent week of harvest weather. There's some slowdowns in the upper Midwest with some rain here and there, but in general, they're getting rolling. And the corn, you know, will be up over 50% somewhere, and, you know, we're kind of getting things done. So my guess is, you know, the last bit of harvest, it's going to find its way into a bin door somewhere, and it's going to take higher prices to pry it open. An awful lot of guys sold an awful lot of grain on those lows. The mid-summer, when corn was at 320 and beans were in the mid-8s, you know, you had an awful lot of newsletters and, you know, brokerage firms and elevators all pounding the table telling people it's going to go to zero. You better do it now, and a lot of farmers did. And with the exception of Minnesota, where yields are still pretty phenomenal in areas, most guys are finding yields below a year ago. And I think these guys are kind of reluctant to sell what they have left. So, you know, we had some selling when beans hit $10. But after that first round of selling, it feels like that's tapered off. We're hearing reports like in corn, where some of the ethanol plants around the country are actually bidding a premium over futures to get the corn. You look at the spreads between, you know, futures, and they're indicating a much tighter cash market than you'd expect for a market that's swimming in it. So, you know, it just feels like demand is showing up everywhere. The one big fly in the ointment, and it is a big one. Actually, there are two. One's a little bit less big than the other. The smaller one is the election's coming up, in case anybody hasn't noticed. And, you know, always a bit of uncertainty there, but, you know, that's kind of minor. The big uncertainty, though, is COVID seems like it's making a resurgence around the world, and we're seeing some areas closing down a little bit. Most don't think it's going to be the same kind of blanket shutter all down like we had a year ago. It's going to be more wear masks, social distance, you know, lighten up. But, you know, if these economies get slower again, it certainly puts pressure on some of the markets. And grains always seem to get, you know, like I said, they get a bowl when everyone else gets a cold. So there's still that kind of in the background. But right now, I mean, the markets that should be impacted, the stock market and crude oil, for instance, and the livestock, don't seem to be paying any attention. So it's something to kind of think about, but not necessarily to take any action just yet.
Commodity broker Gordy Kulovits with Chido Commodities. The afternoon farm news was sponsored by Metal Services of Blooming Prairie. They provide metal solutions along with Steve's Meat Market of Ellendale, award-winning best quality meats, and Mike's Repair of Owatonna, your one-stop automotive shop.